WSTY 42 mobile.
H42, I believe you said. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good evening.
IDO. It is rolling down 21. It's been a minute since I drove a minivan. Man, these things are like go-karts.
I'm rolling, where the heck am I? 75 southbound, just past that 2369 airport mess.
Ah, okay. Which system are you coming in on? I'm in the split system.
I just switched over recently from the Saginaw system. I'm on the Flint one now, and then a little while, I guess I'm going to drop out of Flint, and then I'll pick up the Detroit one on my way down.
Okay, yeah. That's a good system. You're going to love it. There's, well, we can't do it with GMRS, but I don't think we could. But with the P25 APCO system, you can trunk, and I believe it follows you. You don't have to do nothing. You just stay on the radio, and you switch towers as you come to the next one.
A little bit familiar with that system, not a tremendous amount, but yeah, that sounds pretty neat. Yeah, may I just keep pushing the button as I travel along. I've never actually used the Detroit machine. I think I trunked it once when I was down that way, but never had the opportunity to really use it. So we'll see how that goes tonight.
I think that's hilarious how that ancient term has still gone on. Kerchunking the repeater. Way back in the day of the GE Master 2 and beyond.
Guess I just dated myself there, huh? I just turned 54, so I'm not terribly old. Just feel it.
Well, I'm not there yet myself. I just turned 46 the other day. Well, I say the other day, it was in November now.
Yeah, 54 in the middle of November there. Yeah, I remember the good old days with trunking, and back when trunking itself was just first coming out, you know, and you could actually follow it on the scanner, but it kept switching the control channel, so you had to keep switching your scanner around to lock out the control channels. Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah, I was going to do a demonstration in my office today to show one of the guys how various modes of communication works, digital analog, and various digital modes operate. But I got busy, and that didn't happen. And I'm in the middle of programming a 6-meter radio. I'm trying to build, I got to go back through it. I got to build out this max track, but I'm going to have to buy some brass screws and go in and reset the front end on it so I can get it right where I want. And then I got to change over the rear end so I can get 60 watts out of it.
Sounds like fun. I have to say, my favorite radio, if you want to go vintage Motorola, is the old Spectras with the humongous control heads and the full keypad on it. That's probably one of my favorites as far as older Motorola stuff. I'm using a 1550LS right now in the mobile, and I'm pretty satisfied with that. You know, granted, it's baseline radio, nothing too fancy, but, you know, it does what I need it to do.
Yeah, I can't complain about that. Actually, those are my favorite radios as well. Recapping them and live, we just recapped a whole bunch of Spectra control heads and Astro Spectras. I keep a 486 to program them. And, yeah, I got a lot of those units.
they're dinosaurs. I mean, good luck trying to find a place to mount them in your car anymore. But, yeah, those are pretty tough, solid radios there.
Yeah. I got a huge dash on my daily truck. My one dump truck just got a forever going dash. And it's got if I had any non-11 segment display Spectra would fit in the dash in one of the slots, but I just run the control head up onto there and call it a day. One for VHF, one for UHF. There is a way to do it. It's called the dual drawer cable.
Never even heard of it. I know there's one of the newer portables I think Motorola has. I forgot if it's one of the APX series or something that's supposed to do VHF and UHF. I almost want to say it'll do the 800 also, but I think that's kind of pushing it a little bit. I just kind of remember glancing at it.